Martha, Martha. You might think that the Lord is shaking his divine head at Martha, but he calls her name twice because that's what God does in the Bible when he's trying to get our attention. From Mount Moriah, God called out, Abraham, Abraham. From the burning bush, God called, Moses, Moses. From the temple, God whispered, Samuel, Samuel. In the upper room, our Lord said, Simon, Simon. On the road to Damascus, Jesus cried, Saul, Saul. You see, God repeats our name twice when he wants to get our attention. Martha, Martha. Jesus says her name twice in the biblical tradition. He is saying that he is God. And what follows is going to be really important. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. In Spanish, I'm going to have the Spanish mass later this morning. In Spanish, it says, muchas cosas te preocupan y te inquietan. Many things you're preoccupied with. And te inquietan, we have that word in English, you're disquieted. It's an English word, you're disquieted. Your peace isn't there, Martha. You're somehow disturbed. That's what the Latin says here. Solicita est et turbaris ergala plurima. You're disturbed, turbaris. You're solicitous. You're full of concerns, fears. You're apprehensive. So this is Martha. Disturbed, disquieted, perturbed, agitated, upset, flustered, apprehensive. All these words adequately describe our friend Martha. She's anxious and worried about many things. Well, who isn't anxious and worried about many things? I mean, who isn't worried about having enough money to pay the bills every month? Who isn't worried about getting a job or keeping a job? Who isn't worried about their health or affording your child's college tuition? Who isn't worried about their grandchildren growing up in the world today? There are a lot of worries, right? There are bills to pay and clothes to fold and dishes to wash and diapers to change and dinner to cook and weeds to and grass to mow and the roof to fix. And there are a lot of worries and anxieties. Oh, what a joy it would be to be a child again without any anxieties or worries. Think of all the beautiful children that are here today. They don't have any of these worries. They're not concerned about clothes to fold and diapers to change and dishes to wash and dinner to cook and weeds to pull and grass to mow and roof to fix and bills to pay. They're not worried about any of these things. Isn't that what Jesus wants from us? A childlike disposition? Jesus says, unless you change and become like children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. A child doesn't worry. Child isn't anxious. He trusts his parents completely, that they will take care of all of his needs. Trust. It's the virtue. Trust. Trust. It's the virtue opposite anxiety and worry. The Lord says, I take care of the birds of the air. I take care of the lilies of the field. Aren't you more important than they are? I'll take care of you too. Trust. I mean, really, how can Martha be anxious and worried if Jesus is around? How can she be anxious and worried if Jesus is in her house? How can we be anxious and worried if Jesus is with us? And he is indeed with us, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. How can we be anxious and worried when Jesus
is here.
Jesus says, there's only need of one thing. The Latin Vulgate here is beautiful. It says, unum est necessarium. Unum est necessarium. The Latin does not say that only one thing is necessary. The Latin says, only one is necessary. Unum est necessarium. Only one is necessary. Not a thing, but a person. Only one is necessary, as Mother Julia, the founder of Das Werk, says, the threefold Holy One. Mother Julia says, my joy is the threefold Holy One. The threefold Holy One that visited Abraham and Sarah in the first reading. Yes, the triune God, the threefold Holy One, is the only one necessary. Martha's problem is not that she's busy taking care of household tasks. It's not that she's cooking and cleaning and baking and serving. Now, those are all good things. It's that she's taken her eyes off Jesus. Like when St. Peter started to sink when he was walking on water. What happened? He took his eyes off of Jesus. Martha took her eyes off Jesus. She's forgotten the purpose of these tasks is to serve God. Maybe Jesus doesn't want you to cook and clean and wash and set the table at the moment. Maybe he just wants you to sit and be quiet and listen. Let me ask you a question. If Jesus would have said, okay, Mary, get up. Stop sitting around. Get up and help your sister in the kitchen. Here's the question. Do you think that Mary would be anxious and worried about cooking and cleaning and serving? What do you think? Or in reverse, if Martha were to be asked by Jesus, Martha, come, just put that aside now. Just come sit down. Rest for a little bit at my feet. Do you think she would stop being worried and anxious? Bishop Barron has a very insightful commentary on today's gospel passage. He believes that if Mary were to help with the many household tasks, that Mary would not be anxious or worried because Bishop Barron believes she could relate them all to Christ. The bishop believes that she is rooted, anchored in the one necessary, who is God. Bishop Barron also believes that if Martha were to sit at the feet of Jesus, she would squirm with impatience because her spirit is still divided amongst many things. She's not at peace. She's still full of concerns and worries and fears and anxieties. Only if she places her trust in Jesus will she find peace. One thing that gives me comfort is St. Teresa of Avila's bookmark. You know, I've told this to you many times before. You're St. Teresa of Avila. She's the great reformer of the Carmelite nuns in Spain in the 1500s. She was a passionate, sanguine, choleric, spitfire nun. She's a great character. And one of the things that I have in my breviary, in my Liturgy of the Hours, right? My most important prayer book is St. Teresa's bookmark. This is what she writes. It's like a little poem against all of the worries and concerns of the world. Here's what she writes. Nada te turbe, nada te espante. So let nothing disturb you, let nothing spook you or frighten you. Todo se pasa. Todo se pasa. All temporal things are passing. All is passing. Todo se pasa. Everything passes away. It's true, right? All temporal things will pass away. Dios no se muda. But God doesn't change. La paciencia todo lo alcanza. Patience achieves everything. Just be patient. Just be patient. Quien a Dios tiene, nada le falta. solo Dios basta. Quien a Dios tiene nada le falta. Whoever has God lacks nothing. Solo Dios basta. God alone is enough. That's what Martha forgot, didn't she? That's what Martha forgot. And then Mary discovered. She had found Jesus, the pearl of great price. And she had everything she needed. She lacked nothing. She didn't need to be worried about anything. She had Jesus. For whoever has God lacks nothing. For God alone is enough.